From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update...
That's an amazing sound.
It is. I love that.
Vera Gelder and her emus, they're tall, strange birds like ostriches.
Sometimes they get to talk into each other, and it's like a tea party out here.
Gelder's showing me around her small farm just outside Columbia.
Yeah, don't trip over the cat.
Each summer, thousands of kids descend on this 11-acre patch of land.
They just come out to visit our farm, see our animals, and enjoy the noises that go on here and everything.
Kids learn about agriculture, and Gelder collects $5 a head. It's called agritourism, and it helps keep the farm afloat. But there's one problem. What if someone gets hurt?
People don't always realize that. Animals kick. Animals bite, bees sting, all of those things. Now, you've come to my farm. Who's responsible for that, me or you?
Tripping on a pumpkin vine if you're out in a pumpkin patch, or if you reach down and lift a heavy pumpkin and you strain your back, there's nothing I can do as a farmer to be able, other than I can put signs up, but sometimes things happen.
Larry Helms is a farmer in Pulaski County. He says 25 to 30% of his income is from things like corn mazes and pumpkin patches. He was in Jefferson City this week to testify before a House committee on a bill that would make it so farmers won't get sued if someone trips on a pumpkin vine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Representative Ruziska presenting...
Representative Don Ruziska introduced the bill. Today. He's a Republican from Lawrence County.
Agriculture and tourism are two largest industries in the state, so anything we can do to help promote those, bring those two together, and, of course, deal with the liability situation...
Sharon Jones with the Missouri Association of Trial Attorneys. Well, our concern is really that someone who is not acting responsibly would be able to have immunity through the way the bill was originally written.
So what would be an example of something where someone is negligent and harms someone in the public?
Well, the one I like to use is if you're doing hay rides and you haven't checked the brakes on your tractor in 10 years, you know, and somebody gets hurt because the brakes go out, well, obviously you haven't been doing what an ordinary careful person would do, and so you should be liable in that circumstance.
Those concerns helped doom the bill the past two sessions. Ruziska introduced it in 2010 and 2011. It passed the House, but failed in the Senate. This time, he thinks it might pass. On Tuesday, he altered the language to address the trial lawyer's concerns.
We worked with him to try to find some language that would satisfy our concerns.
So if we can address that issue, make it safer, deal with insurance issues, bring people to the farm, sell more crops, it's, you know, one of those scenarios, win-win for everybody.
The bill would also allow farmers to officially register as agritour operators. The Missouri Agriculture Department would then help them to promote their businesses.
Wow.
Maybe we could just stop here and I'll record some of the geese. For more from KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, visit us online at kbia.org. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.